Joel Brennan, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
So for the voters who don't know you, introduce yourself and say why you're running for governor.
Yeah, well, I'm somebody who's had a 30-year career here in Wisconsin. Mine's a Wisconsin story. And I'm somebody who's of and from here. And I can tell you the conversations I have with people here that there is a palpable sense of frustration, anger. I think people are truly concerned about just making ends meet. And then, you know, you add on to that that you've got Donald Trump in the White House, who is chaotic, he's dysfunctional, he's cruel, and it's enough to make everybody angry. And I'm angry too, but I'm also somebody who, over the course of a career, you know, I've demonstrated for some people, when you get angry, you want to get even. When I get angry, I want to roll up my sleeves and get something done. And so that's what I've tried to demonstrate. And so we have in Wisconsin a situation where there are 200,000 people who are about to lose their health care benefits, tens of thousands more who are going to see their premiums double or triple. And so that's a reason for people to be angry. And in some ways, we need to ensure that Wisconsin values are protected. But thankfully, we have fair maps now. And with fair maps and a Democratic governor, we have an opportunity to make real lasting change for Wisconsin, protect those values, and do things that can put us right by Wisconsin families. That's why I'm running.
Is there a single issue that drives you, or maybe a lane within the Democratic Party that helps define who you are?
Well, I think if anybody's looking around right now, the main issue that anybody is dealing with here in Wisconsin is affordability. You know, we're in a situation where just in the last week, it was revealed that the first time home buyers now are 40 years old. 5 years ago, they were an average of 33 years old. And we spend $10,000 a year on health care per person in Wisconsin. Yet there are people who go without, people who can't afford their prescription drugs. All of those are challenges. And then at the same time, you have Donald Trump running around the country saying affordability is a Democratic hoax. It's not a hoax. It's an issue that's real for every Wisconsin resident.